Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
I think we can all agree that looking good feels great. But you know what? Who's got all the time and energy to do like a whole makeup routine in the morning? I don't, but that's what I love about Wander Beauty, okay? I'm obsessed with all my Wander Beauty products, and I'm not just saying this. You know it's the truth because I say it every time we do an ad for Wander Beauty. But lately, not just the foundation, the powder compact foundation, which I still love and I'm obsessed with, but now I've been using the mascara. I love this mascara and I love the blush. And here's the thing. It takes like 5 minutes for me to do my entire face. I just put on the powder foundation. Then I put on a little of the blush and blend it in. And then I put a little of the glow blush on top. And then I do the mascara and voila, I look good. Because, you know, there's nothing more stressful than glass breaking and then loose powder spilling all over your bag or all over your... So Wander Beauty is mess-free and stress-free and, you know, not a 12-step routine. So to get 20% off your purchase at wanderbeauty.com/FCOL, well, that's what you're going to want to do. If you want 20% off, go to wanderbeauty.com/FCOL. That's wanderbeauty.com/FCOL.
Corolla Drinks proudly presents Adam's Monthly Nut.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
This month's shipment includes a collection of all 32 Banks Bracket Madness songs, a custom spice blend from Gina Grad herself, a signed copy of one of Adam's favorite movies of all time, Defending Your Life, plus a bottle from Corolla Drinks. Sign up today for $25 and get 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut.
Hey, welcome. Hey, everybody. What's up, bitch? What's up? Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. Hey.
I love this show. This is my therapy.
It is. It's nice, right? We get together. I don't get to see or talk to anybody during the week.
Me neither.
You know? And then I get to see Stephanie and then comedy ensues.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not even just stories for the show. It's like I save up stories just because I'm like, oh, I can't wait to like.
Right.
Release
I know.
This
I
to
know.
You.
I know.
Get your advice
I know.
On stuff.
Before we get started, though, let's talk about Brooke Lennon.
Mm.
So, you know how much we love our Brooke Lennon.
Mm.
We can't talk about it enough how much we love you guys. The only way you're going to know is if you buy it and try it. And trust us, okay?
Trust Julie. Julie's a trustworthy
That's
person.
That's right.
Julie Kasem loves her Brooke Lennon and had great customer service, remember?
That's right.
She got the pillows. She ordered the wrong size, but she didn't really know.
Yes.
And then she called them up and she was like, I got these long pillows. It's not like really my jam.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no problem. Go ahead and keep those. And they sent her more out.
The fact that they said just keep them. I mm-hmm. love that. I mean, that's you know. Can't get better. So
they're like, donate them to somebody who's got a long pillow.
Right. What kind of maniac doesn't have a long pillow in their house, by the way? Hello. Don't you like to cuddle with your pillow?
Yes, I do.
I do too. Put the leg over it. So you guys can check out Brooke Lennon as well and try it. If you go to brooklennon.com, you can see all their different styles, all their different textures and colors. It's really, they got great stuff. You'll get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code FCOL at brooklinen.com. They're so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. Okay. So check out brooklinen.com. Brooklinen.com. Put in the promo code FCOL. You'll get your free shipping. You'll get your 10% off.
Yeah. Also, The Calming Comfort Weighted Blanket.
On top of your Brooklinen.
I can't tell you how much better Xander is sleeping.
Yes,
he's
I know.
Been using the weighted blanket. I have to get another one for myself. It's so sweet. He sleeps so well. I swear he doesn't really even argue about going to bed because it's like somebody's like hugging him to sleep.
I know. It's a wonder.
It's
Those
like
things
you're
really
getting
work.
Swaddled.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good for kids that are restless.
You know, a lot of toddlers and kids like around up to the age of 15, they don't like being swaddled anymore.
No.
I don't know why, but they don't. They get mad when you
what
like lay them on the bed
old?
And take a blanket and start folding them up like a burrito. They're like, Mom, please don't. And also, they can get out. They can escape.
Yes.
So, but
they
the weighted blanket.
Use their iPhone.
The weighted blanket changes things. It's super soft, and you can order it according to their body weight,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool because it comes in different weights. It comes in. They say that they recommend 7 to 12% of your body weight, and then they come in 15, 20, and 25-pound blankets.
That's
pretty interesting.
And they
even have a 10-pound. And kid sizes available.
Yes.
Helps reduce stress. It reduces anxiety. It promotes restful sleep. So go ahead and get one. Here's what you're going to want to do. Go to calmingcomfortblanket.com and use the promo code FCOL because mm-hmm. you can't put a price tag on a great night's sleep. So use the promo code FCOL, calmingcomfortblanket.com.
Be one of the many people like us that have one.
Yeah.
What's going on, Steph?
Okay. I have a couple of things I wanted to tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
One, you know, a lot of people have this mistaken notion that I'm just the perfect parent. It's not a total mistake. Oh my God. Yesterday I had a mommy meltdown.
You did?
I just lost my shit.
I want to hear it because I love when I hear other people losing their shit because then I don't feel like such a maniac.
You know what those days where you feel like you're some kind of like air traffic control
mm-hmm.
station with all the pressure that comes from being an air traffic control
right.
person?
Right.
You know, except for a lot of those people drink and I don't drink.
Oh, really?
Well, you know,
don't
when, like,
avoid.
You know when you're like you're scared to sit at your computer because new emails keep popping up and it's all stuff that's like needs you right now?
Yeah, I know. I hate that.
Okay. So mm-hmm. yesterday it was just one of those days. And this story is for – I'll tell you later in the episode. But I took my kids to a new middle school.
Right.
And they did a shadow day.
Yes.
Where they sat in on a class. Well, so the whole day started – it's just one of those days where I felt like a lot was on my shoulders. Like, okay, so I take the kids. I drop Elby off. Elby's not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
She's practically on the verge of tears. But I leave her at school. I'm like, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
right
now.
Right.
I got to take these kids to this shadow day that's been planned for weeks. We're meeting
other
people there.
You got called from school? Elby called you from school?
No, here's what happened. Okay, so
what
happened? So we do the shadow day. It's fine. But I have a lot of questions for, like, the principal. Like, it's just a little bit stressful because I'm, like, having to ask questions and it's – I'm trying to figure out what school they're going to go to.
Yes.
So that's just feeling a little bit like a weight and not
right.
like a good weight, like a weighted calming comfort blanket,
no.
but like a bad weight.
Yes.
Okay. But that's one thing. Okay. So then I realize that I had made lunches and they were all sitting on the stove. And the only person that remembered to put his lunch in his bag was Xander. Now,
that happened to me this morning.
It did?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So there's a part of me that's like, well, could it have been my fault? Like, I shouldn't have left them on the stove because normally I'm so codependent. Like, normally I just go put them in the kids' backpacks.
Yeah.
But this morning, yesterday mm-hmm. morning, I hadn't. I'd finished their lunches that I – and making lunch, as you know, is a big fucking cunt, which we can say because
yes.
it's Friday show. It's a cunt.
It Lynette. Sucks. I know.
Making lunch is a cunt. You know it.
Yes.
I complain about
yes.
it all the time.
Yes.
But it's always a kasha. It's
it
like,
is.
Okay, so it's always lots of planning. And then, like, okay, I make the rice. Sometimes I make them rice
from
Trader Joe's.
And they all want something different.
Well, no, and then I make it the night before, and then I put it in a bowl in the refrigerator, and then I microwave it in the morning, and I put it into thermoses, and I split it three ways, and I put it in their lunch, and then I find a vegetable, and then I put a cookie in there, and it's all ready to go. Oh, then I got to put a fork, go find a plastic fork, which we're usually out of.
Then you do a tap dance.
Right.
Right.
So the point is, all about work, and it's sitting on the stove, and only Xander remembered to bring his. So I'm like, all right. Now, I leave school. I've got my kids plus two more kids that did the shadow day. Now I'm in charge of bringing all the kids from this other one school back to their regular school.
Wait, what?
So we're now checking out middle schools.
Right.
So I said, so we all met at the elementary school, and I volunteered. I said, I can bring all the kids. I didn't have anything scheduled
with
that
other
day.
Families that you
– couple other families.
That are shadowing. Okay.
They were their kids. Mm-hmm. So there were four of our kids.
Okay.
So I bring them all to the elementary school. But then I realize that Sadie forgot her lunch. Xander had his lunch. So I go in the office, and I'm like, Mooch Mom. I'm like, hey, did anybody order hot lunch today that's absent? Because I don't have Sadie's lunch. Look, if worse comes to worse, I guess I'll go buy her lunch and then bring it back to school. But like, okay, they're like, actually, yeah, somebody's absent today. Will she eat chicken bites?
Right.
I'm like, sounds good to me. Yeah, she'll eat chicken bites. Sadie, all right, you're set up. Then I realize that LB also, so I call John. I'm like, please, please tell me that there's not a purple like lunch bag sitting on the stove right now. And he's like, there sure is.
It's sparkly, too. Oh, God.
So I'm like, all right. So I go to LB school, which is not anywhere close, Lynette. It's not close.
Really?
So I go to Subway. I order LB some lunch. I bring it to LB school. When I see LB there, she's sad. She's not feeling good. I'm like, okay, fine. Let's just go home.
Mm-hmm.
So we go home. Take LB home. Now I have that other job.
Right.
Also, I'm going to be recording Rose Pricks that night.
Okay.
So I'm trying to make sure that everything is done before I'm recording. Mm-hmm. So right now it's still kind of early in the day.
Plenty
but
of time
I have,
for shit to
But
go
I have
sideways.
My other job, which I need to send out a bunch of emails for. Then I'm starting to get emails. Then I'm just getting tense.
Yeah.
I haven't really had time to eat myself. I'm all about everybody else's needs. So mm-hmm. now I'm hungry. I'm getting a little hangry.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm getting emails about LB's stupid fundraiser called the Color Run. And it's like all these kids, I had to raise $250 for Sadie, for Xander. Then LB school is like, okay, don't forget. Like you got to raise money for this thing. And it's the last year I'm going to have to do
Jesus.
It. So I'm like, okay.
Wow, jeez.
All right.
All right.
Right, but like then I'm like, John's doing stuff too. Okay, while all this is happening, every time you turn on the faucet in our house, it goes,
oh my. I have the same problem, except it's the toilets. Every time somebody flushes a toilet, it's like, what is going on?
So my plumber says that it's probably a broken water pressure regulator that makes noise. But it's weird because it's really inconsistent. So sometimes it does it all the time,
right.
But then it won't do it for a little while. Uh-huh. And then every time it does it, I try to get a voice memo of it. And then I send it to my plumber. Okay. Also, I get home and I'm getting all these phone calls. One of them is from a
is your plumber gonna
possibly
call
drunk Mike Boudet.
Oh, no.
Who wants to talk about life.
Ooh.
And I don't like – so I'm trafficking all these and then I'm trying to – and the dog had like a rash on her belly.
Oh, no.
She's having some like skin infection. She keeps scratching herself. So I try to call the vet. You know how this goes.
Yes.
I call the vet. They're like, can you hold for a minute? They're like, is this an emergency or can you hold? I'm like, I can hold. They never come back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally 5 minutes later, I'm still on hold. So then mm-hmm. I hang up and I try to call back. I get a busy signal for like a half an hour. So now I'm just starting to get like, can I get anything fucking done today?
Oh, God.
Then, okay, so now John goes and gets the kids. So now everybody's home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still kind of in the weeds of trying to do my other job for that case study for the software company I'm kind of consulting for. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm trying to do all these things. Every minute I get a new email that's like, hey, did you set up the website for the color run for Elby's thing? Hey, she's behind raising money. And I'm like, okay, then the kids start going like this. Mom, Mom, can you play poker with us? Mom.
Oh, don't you hate that?
So then I do the classic mom. I'm like, okay, guys, in a minute, okay? I'm just trying to – just let me focus here for a second, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Just give me a minute. Mm-hmm. Can you guys give me a minute? Mm-hmm. Okay, Mom. 2 seconds later. Hey, Mom. I'm setting up the chips. Now, look, I love poker.
I know. My kids do this with Fortnite.
It makes me proud
right.
that they know how to play poker and are interested in it. I love that I share interests, degenerate gambling with my children.
Yeah.
Nothing brings me more joy.
Me too.
But not when I'm also trying to do 1,800 other things and trying to get them done before I've got it's like a clock ticking because I got it. Once it's 8 o'clock, I got to be watching The Bachelorette and taking notes. And then I'm going to record with Ronnie and it's going to get late. So in the meantime, I got to do all the stuff. Plus, I've got to make the coffee for the next day, figure out what little shits are going to have for lunch tomorrow. It's all on me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, then John goes, hey, just to let you know, he just got a new computer and he wanted to show me that some plugs aren't going to be there the next day. So it's not important. He's like, hey, just to let you know, what part of, I've got headphones on. I'm wearing headphones to just the universal.
That's all plugged in.
signal to I am not available right now. But John's hey, I know you're wearing headphones. Just to let you know. No, then don't let
louder.
Me know. So now I'm getting mad, right? Now I'm getting mad.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, I'm like, if they fucking ask me one more time if I'm ready to play poker, I'm going to lose it.
Uh-huh.
So they asked me one more time.
Oh, no,
I was people please stop asking me for things? Do you understand? I am trying to get one thing done. Can I get one thing done? And then I got the Adam John, okay. I was just – John goes – wow, you're really edgy right now.
Don't you? Oh, God.
He goes, wow. In this case, he was, of course, 100% right. I'm like, really? What was your first fucking clue? I'm like, I know you guys can't see into my computer, but do you not see that I'm busy? I go, I'm trying to do everything.
Right.
Everything comes through me.
Yes.
I was like, all the emails, all the kids and this one and these two were late. So I got a notification from the school. You got to give us an email about why they were late. And then this one's home from school. And so the school, I was like, it's all, everybody wants something from me. And it's right now. And I go, and I got to do Rose Perk tonight. I go, and I'm trying to also do my job. I go, and I don't have time to play fucking poker right now. Yeah. Then I was like, but I will be in a couple minutes. Just don't ask me. Stop asking.
I know. My God.
Then everybody steered clear.
Yes, I know.
For a little bit. And then I ate some food.
Mm.
And then I was like, all right.
Let's
play some poker.
Don't you hate, though, when they when I do that kind of stuff, then I get called, then I got to hear about it in therapy.
Oh,
I was Natalia says you're tiki tiki time bomb.
Yeah.
And you want to know why we're tiki tiki time bomb? Because they don't fucking leave you alone.
Right, right.
I know.
They
don't
want
know.
Something.
They don't know. And Adam is Adam. And Adam doesn't involve him. And he doesn't see it means it isn't happening. So, and he doesn't most of his work doesn't involve being in front of a computer screen.
Right.
But mine does. And so I'm sitting there and he's thinking I'm looking at car rims all day long. You know, I'm busy here. I'm not just, so when you come walking in and walking out and you're talking to me and then you go, oh, wait till you're done typing so you can listen. He does that kind of shit.
Yeah.
That makes me even more mad. So you get that
it's because it's insulting in the way that they act like what you're doing is once you put in your bid for whatever you're trying to get off eBay, we can talk. And you're no, it's not something that's going to be wrapped up in a minute.
Uh-huh. I know.
Then I'm just going to be all available.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I am.
Right.
It's just hanging out. Availability.
Talking about cars and playing poker.
Yeah.
I know that feeling, though, when you want to play with them and they're like, we're playing. Okay. We're starting. We're what are they? Game up. Ready up. I'm like, fuck you when you're ready up. I got 10 more emails to answer.
Yeah.
I know.
And then I want to go, and it's all about you guys. Like, I'm trying to run your lives and figure it all out. And then, you know, the thing is, nobody in my house is, like, capable of figuring out dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they're capable if I gave them a chance. But, okay, so I don't give anyone a chance to figure it out.
Yeah.
But then it's all on me. So then it's, like, 6 o'clock, and I'm like, well, the Bachelorette's going to start at 8 o'clock. I don't know what they're going to eat for dinner.
I hate dinner.
It's, like, it's too late. Oh, at one point it was 7. So I was like, well, now it's too late. I can't go to the store, buy some ingredients for
something to cook.
Have a
bowl of cereal. Call it a day.
Right?
No.
Then I order Domino's, and then I feel like a bad mom.
Well, at least you can order Domino's, and John doesn't say anything. Like, I can't order Domino's.
You can't?
No, and I, like, kind of sometimes. Because it's both things. It's why you got to order. Why can't – there's plenty of food. There's leftovers. Kids hate leftovers, by the way.
Right.
And there's leftovers. There's plenty of food mixed with, I'm starving. I don't want to eat that stuff. And they want a hot meal. They don't want leftovers.
Right.
And then he's also on a diet. So Adam's like, I can't have carbs. Like, okay, well, then you eat the leftovers and let the kids eat the pizza. How about that?
Right.
No, like, it's just a pain in the ass. It's just such a, it's like being traffic control. So we were at a game over the weekend, and it reminds me of this coach had a meltdown.
Oh, huh.
Of epic proportion. I've never seen anything like it. It was hilarious. Okay, so the kids just get there. The kids are getting there, and it's like warm-up, right? The game is going on. There's a game of, like, I don't know, 10th graders or big kids playing right before our kids play. So the game's going on, and it's a close game, and they lose it by 2. Well, the coach lost it by a mile because he was furious. The game's over. The buzzer goes. The thing goes off, and the coach is pacing back and forth. He takes his hat off, okay? Takes his hat off, and he throws it down, and he's like, bring it in! Bring it in! And then you see him, like, yelling at the kids, like, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, and when I, and he's holding his clipboard, and he goes, and blah, 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 blah. And he wants, like, he did it, like, I think he was trying to break it over his knee.
Like a karate move?
Yes. Like, he was like, and God damn it, like, blah, 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 blah. And he, like, took it with both of his hands, and he, like, hit it on his leg, but it didn't break.
Uh-oh.
It was the funniest. It happened in front of my eyes, and I was like, but then I repeated it in my head. I go, oh, he was trying to break it over his knee. And Sonny said the same thing. He goes, Mom, did you see the guy who tried to break it over his knee? I go, I know.
Wait, this wasn't Sonny's coach?
No, not Sonny's coach.
It was the coach from the other team?
From the other team that just ended. The game just ended. And he went berserk. He grabbed that thing. And I was like, that's what happened, right? Because when you see this kind of shit, you're like, this is great. And then you don't realize what's going on. Like, well, what's he, you know, I know why he's mad. But I really, you don't take in the greatness of it until, like, you talk to someone, and Sonny's like, yeah, he tried to break it, right? I go, yes, he, like, hit it on his knee. He tried to break the clipboard, which was plastic, over his knee. Like, what does he think? This is a wild, wild Western, like, you know? Is he going to grab a beer bottle and break it over?
Right.
It was hilarious. He went nuts. And then our coach, Coach Mason, was watching, and all of the boys on our team were just standing there, like, with their mouths open, slack jaw, just like, huh? Like, holy shit. And our coach was like, guys, 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 guys. And he's like, trying to get their attention. Guys.
Right, right.
And the guy's having a meltdown at the same time. He's like, guys, bring it in. Guys, bring it in. Bring it in. Like, our guy got mad. He's like, come on, stop. Don't stare. Don't stare. And then he starts laughing, our coach. And our boys were just like, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. But
I never get to see
that. Coach? Like, what are these parents
thinking?
That's
what I thought. But I don't know. They pay for his coaching. So, I mean, it's not like these are dads coaching. These are, like, you know, coaches.
Right.
That they get paid for.
I don't like that, though.
I know.
Like,
but
get yourself together. Get therapy.
Get your shit together. Does he do this all the
time?
But
even if the kids are older, I wouldn't want high school kids getting screamed at by their coach.
What's the
point of that?
I know.
If there's somebody who's not a good player and not doing their job, kick them off the team. Don't scream at everybody.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's funny because, like, we were just the other couple of weekends ago, some kid, let's call him Timmy, he's like, I felt like on the way home, Sonny was like, hold on, Timmy. I go, what happened? Because Timmy was like, you know, he's usually a happy-go-lucky kid, but he was like sitting by himself. He had his hoodie on after the game, and he was just all the kids were eating, and he was sitting at another table by himself with his mom, and his mom's talking. I'm like, what happened? What's going on? And he's like, I don't know. I guess Timmy had a layup, and this was the other team Sonny wasn't playing with, and missed it. It was like the game-winning layup. He could have made it, no problem, and he missed it. And he's taken it pretty bad. And the coach doesn't, like, our coach doesn't do that. Like, our coach doesn't single anybody out, and he will not, there's no tolerance of the boys, you know, singling each other out and talking shit to each other. He doesn't put up with that. No. And I said, oh, and then I go, well, you know, look, these things happen. And by the way, at least he's on a team where these boys are like patting him on the back going, don't take it so hard. Instead of, dude, you've screwed up, like kind of lost it for the, you know, I mean, they could have went on to the championship, I guess, for the weekend.
Right.
But so what? So there's another million tournaments. Who cares? But yeah, our boys are like, don't, you know, like they're patting him on the back and, you know, trying to get him to sit with them. And he just didn't want to sit with anybody. He was upset with himself. He's taking it hard. But I don't know. Yeah. These coaches, man, some of them get really crazy, but I live to see something like that. I loved it. I was like, that was the best. I'm sticking around. I don't know if I'm going to go to the Italian deli now. I think I'm going to stay here. Where's that coach? Do they have another game coming up? Then they left.
They did?
Yeah. Otherwise, I would have stayed.
That's hilarious.
I know. Then I'm getting closer because I kind of want to hear what he's saying.
Could you see any of the parents, like, from the other team?
I don't know. No,
you couldn't tell?
You can't tell.
I would have been so mad.
I know. Could you imagine? Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
It's part of, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Our Instagram page is up, by the way.
Have we been posting anything on it?
No, I know. I did. I have Dylan posting pictures. I'm having him put up pictures since we are – don't have our shit together.
I just figured out what we're going to talk about on Patreon.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are we talking about?
Okay. It was a sort of a Facebook fight that I got into, but better than that, Robin got into it too.
Really?
Robin, who's like the most calm, like reasonable, like nice, couldn't be like a
diplomatic.
Nicer person. Mm-hmm. Then Robin was really upset because she was like, oh, my God, I can't believe these people were yelling at me. Like, that's never happened to me before. And I was like, well, honey, it's happened to me a million times.
I'm here for you. Veteran.
Yeah. This website. But I'll tell you the story.
Our page.
No. It was on an L.A.
Okay.
Page.
All right.
Some freaking crazy people.
Damn.
They went off on Robin.
What? Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm going to have to – I'll find it. But anyway.
By the way, yeah, speaking of Facebook, we put up a link on our Facebook page for Christy B.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
For GoFundMe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think you'll be proud of me. I'm still trying to decide between two schools.
Yes.
But I'm really – trying not to freak out about it.
How did the shadow day go?
So the shadow day went fine. They liked the school. I'm deciding between two schools that are both independent charters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's pros and cons to both of them. First of all, my kids have been at the same school, you know, kinder through fifth grade. And so if they go to the sixth grade there, there's some problems with the school that I don't like that I've discussed before with our school. There's just – you know, there's always problems with small, new-ish schools.
Mm-hmm.
And Elby's done fine there, but as you know, Elby's a go-getter.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids don't want to go to a big school.
Right.
So it's sort of my thing comes down to like the evil you know versus the new, the evil you don't know.
Yeah.
You know there's going to be problems at anywhere you go. It's school.
Right.
Sadie's going to be unhappy no matter what, but...
But she needs to be with more her people, I feel like.
I know, but then there's no guarantee that at the new school, there's going to be her – she's going to find her people there. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So – but she – you know – so she
kind of wants to go to her school that she already goes to, but the sixth grade version of it, which is on a different campus. But part of that is because there's certain kids that she thinks she wants to be with.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, Sadie was really upset and telling me that a couple of kids at school are like outright mean to her.
And what the hell?
I know.
What's with these kids?
And the thing is, like, it's really hard with kids, especially when they're this age, because of course she's also dramatic. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, she's also sensitive and dramatic, and her interpretation of what's mean is not really actual bullying or really being mean. It's kids being little bitches. You know what I mean? It's bitchy behavior that you would seem like a crazy person if you were to be like, tell the teacher, like, so-and-so, you know, Sadie was trying to play kickball and this girl wasn't letting Sadie kick and was like taking all Sadie's turns. And then another girl had to go, hey, can you let Sadie play? Like, you would sound like you're completely insane.
Yeah.
You'd get 5150'd if you were like, I'm just really upset about the girl that wouldn't let Sadie kick and kick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be like, seriously? But it's a bunch of those little things that then Sadie comes home from school and she just feels bad. And it's like, oh, well, this person, you know, wouldn't let her into the group chat. Like, she knew there was a group chat going on because she was chatting with somebody else. But then she asked if she could be part of it. And they were like, no.
God, I don't like that.
So she told me she was really upset and she was crying to me and she said, I just feel excluded all the time. Like, I feel, she told me, I feel like not wanted. Like, I try and she goes, Mom, you've told me, I know that I'm like more of an introvert and you've talked to me about like reaching out and trying to like include myself. And she goes, and I am, but they don't want me. And I was like, well, but what, you know, I'm like, I wasn't trying to fix it. I was just listening. I was like, that sounds so hard. And I was giving her a little bit of like, I had the same thing when I was a kid. I get it. You know, my BFF in the sixth grade was also everybody else's friend. And those kids weren't my friend. So in my mind, I thought I had a best friend. But really, the reality of it was she had a lot of friends. She was just nice to me. You know, I was like, I totally get it. And things are going to get better. But I know how hard this is right now. And I, you know, I want to set you up for more success.
Yes.
Next year.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
All I can say is, like, you got to go where the love is. Like, you got to avoid, like, stop trying to make this one girl who's just a bitch. Stop trying to make her your friend. She's never going to be. I don't like her. I don't even want you around her. And she's like, I know, but everybody else likes her. So if she's not including me, like, I'm not included. Like, they're all sort of followers to this one girl. And I mean, I know it sounds really convoluted, but when I say go to where the love is, she's like, but there isn't any. There's not any people that are like, hey, Sadie, come be with us.
Right.
Sadie, want to hang out? Sadie, want to play handball? She's like, I just kind of hang out by myself. Or I...
I hate, it's heartbreaking. I know. It is.
But so I don't know what. So I'm just trying to like, look, I'm just trying to get through. There's like one more month of school. So I'm like, let's just get through it. But next year, it's like I just have to figure out what's going to be the most opportunity for her to meet new kids.
Is she open to going to the other school?
She is. But the other school's really small, too.
Yeah. I don't know about these small schools.
I know.
And I know they don't want to be in a big school.
They just refuse.
Because it's scary, and I get it, but maybe it might be – I mean, I don't know.
Knowing
because there's,
Sadie,
like, so many people to
I
choose
know,
from.
But they are not coming from an elementary school that's feeding into a bigger school. They will know no one. And I don't – with her personality, I don't think that going into a big school that has thousands of kids and not knowing a single person is going – is – I just don't think – I just think it's going to be really hard for her. And it's middle school, which is a tough age. Just
like I wonder if it's going to be – it might be hard at first, but in the long run, maybe it could be so much better. I don't know. I know they don't want to.
I'm going to do that when they're – listen, if this plan – if this doesn't work, then I'll consider that. But I think they're not ready for that until high school.
Yeah.
When they hit high school – they can adjust to a new big school. They'll be ready.
How many kids? So is what about the area? What about the demographic? What about the – is this going to be a little
none
different?
None of that stuff is ideal. None of it's ideal. There just aren't any good choices unless I would really have to put both kids in private school.
She needs to go to like a school in Hollywood, like a performing arts school or something like that.
I know, but she's not really even that into performing arts.
I know, but like that kind of, those are kind of like, you know.
She's not really into anything, but.
Yeah, she's still a kid.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's all, here's my point though of even saying this. It's all going to be fine.
Right.
It's going to work out the way it's going to work out. And I'm just being better about like, look, right now we're just fact finding. We'll go do a shadow day at this school. We'll see how you feel. We don't have to make any decisions. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go do an extended tour of your regular school and we'll see. We'll see what you feel about the vibe of the teachers and the.
What does LB think? What does LB say?
She
knows her sister.
She's changed her mind a couple times herself. She thought the new school sounded really great, but then she sees the drawbacks of like, they're small enough that there's not going to be any dances. There's not going to be any events. There's no after school clubs. There's, you know.
Yeah.
On the other hand, they seem to have really great teachers. They have awesome, fun sounding electives. They have drama and robotics. And they have all a lot of things that are built into the school that they wouldn't get at their other school.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, at the other school, they have sports teams. On the other hand, the sports teams suck, you know?
Right.
So, like, John's like, we're not sending there just for sports teams. That's a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, you know what? Let's talk about something that makes kids happy. Earbuds. Mm-hmm. Wireless earbuds.
Wireless earbuds.
They are affordable by Raycon.
Yes. Sonny loves these, by the way. He took them from Adam. He won't give them back. He loves wearing the earbuds instead of his headphones because he has headphones. These earbuds are half the price of the other premium wireless earbuds that are on the market. The company was co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg and Cardi B. They're obsessed. So you guys will be obsessed. These Raycons E50 wireless earbuds have totally changed the game. They're comfortable. That's why Sonny likes them, because he falls asleep to them. And so easy to take anywhere. Unlike some of the other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems. And, of course, they don't just look great. They sound great. So Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors at an unbeatable price. Go to buyraycon.com/FCOL to try yours. You'll get 20% off your order. Go to buyraycon.com/FCOL and you'll get 20% off. You can't beat that. And they're already at a better price, at a lower price than the rest of them on the market. And they sound great. They must sound great if they're co-founded by Ray J. Okay. So you will be happy and your ears will be happy. Go to buyraycon.com/FCOL.
So also Dude Wipes. These things are the greatest invention ever. They're fun, unique, and innovative men's hygiene brand known for creating the first flushable wipe for guys ever. That's their flagship product. But what you and I love is the shower on the go for our no-getter sons
who
hate taking showers.
Yes, girl.
Wipe yourself down.
I know.
With a
Before
dude
they
wipe.
Even get into the car. Yes.
Dude, wipe yourself down.
Dude.
You can buy these. They have a whole bunch of products. They have the shower body wipes. They have the dude face wipes. And they even have dude body powder.
Mm.
It's perfect for the active husbands or sons, especially the teenage sons who don't have time or, you know, they're going to PE.
You know what
and
else?
They want to, like, wipe their hair.
Wiped Phil down with one the other day.
What a great idea.
Oh, my God. It smelled so much better. Because Phil's got BO. He's got doggy BO.
Yeah.
Wiped him down.
You just gave the company a new idea.
I know.
Hope they're listening to our ad. Mm-hmm. They should make dog wipes.
You're welcome.
These things are available for purchase at Amazon.com, but they're also in like 15,000 retail stores, including Target, Walmart, Kroger, other retailers. But to get our special offer, go to DudeProducts.com and enter the code Corolla20 at checkout. You will get 20% off your purchase. That's dudeproducts.com, promo code Corolla20 for 20% off your purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this TV show called Game of Thrones.
I've heard about it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. It's really popular, good. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so popular, I keep getting stupid notifications on my phone, like, will Queen Dragon Girl be the whatever? I don't – I try and look at it. I go, it's like trying to avoid, like, somebody shows you – like, look at this, like a gory picture or something.
Right, you know, you go,
I don't want to look. That's what I do. I just looked at my phone. I was like, will Queen whatever. I was like, stop it. I'm trying not to spoil
it. Seems
anything.
Like a big commitment. How many seasons have there been?
Eight,
KK?
This is the eighth season.
Eight seasons, and you're only on season one.
Two.
Oh, boy.
Almost done with season two. Apparently, she lives throughout the whole season, I'm guessing, because I keep seeing her in pictures, and they keep talking about her in the news. So I'm guessing she doesn't get her head cut off.
But I hear the big thing with Game of Thrones is that a lot of people that you're not expecting die.
That's right. So I know that she doesn't, right?
Well, I mean, you finished the first season, so you saw how that ended with her, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so obviously, like, she's going to have a pretty long run in the show.
And yeah.
She just has some dragons.
Yes, she's got the dragons on her shoulders.
Does that mean, oh.
I don't know.
Is that, like,
I guess that means everything.
Skeletons in your closet? She's got dragons?
She's a little over actress-y, though, I have to say. Everybody's great on that show. I love their accents. I love the redhead that he found in the snow.
Yeah.
That wanted, like, she's like, come on, Jon Snow, don't you want me? She's like, I got some wet. I'm really wet and ready for you. Like, she's got this strong Irish accent. And he's like, stop it. Turn around. I don't want your womanly body near me. Stop it. Stop it.
You know they got married in real life.
No.
Oh.
Oh, no.
In real life?
Yeah, in real life.
Those two.
Yeah, they fell in love on that show and got married.
Wow.
Wow. She's a spunky little saucy little one.
Yeah.
There's going to be some Game of Thrones babies.
Ooh. He's cute, by the way. Does anybody know that? Are they talking about that? Jon Snow? He's a cute guy.
I'm sure it's been talked about.
Okay. And you know who's also cute is that Robb Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cute,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to look at Facebook while you guys talk about Game of Thrones.
Sorry.
No, I feel bad. I feel like I should, like, for homework, I should be, like, you know.
Who cares now?
Yeah.
No, I want to talk about it, but, like, there's so many things coming up that I don't really know where you are, so I can't really, like, get into it that much. But,
yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you watching, Stephanie?
I'm watching My Real Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
And
I heard – so Patrick says that – the queen, what's her name? The countess is not really an alcoholic, but what's her name is an alcoholic.
Who, Dorinda?
Yeah. He's like, I don't think she's really an alcoholic, but that one is.
Oh, I think they both are.
Mm-hmm.
I think Luann is the kind of alcoholic where, you know, she should not be drinking. Mm-hmm. I mean, she definitely abuses alcohol. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I think Luann's kept it hidden more, but I do think, look, the fact that she's all she's supposed to do for court order is not drink. First of all, the problem with Luann is she's so entitled.
Yes.
She's just so entitled.
Didn't she say, take off my handcuffs, I'll kill you or something? Didn't she say that?
Yeah. She just thinks she's very, very self-important. Mm-hmm. And so she was offered – she broke her probation by apparently having a couple of mimosas. And so she got hauled back into court and they told her you either have to start wearing a monitor – or you have to attend outpatient, like another alcohol
outpatient
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, yeah, neither.
What?
No thanks. Neither one of those is going to work for me. She's like, first of all, I'm way too busy with my cabaret show to go to outpatient. And second of all, I'm not wearing a monitor.
Well,
bracelet.
If you wear
like,
a
no.
monitor, what happens? They can tell you when you drink.
I have no idea.
So the thing goes off.
But she has no interest in abiding by anything. She's like, I'm so important. Do you guys understand that I'm doing a cabaret show?
But isn't outpatient just
elegance
like
against is
they just isn't that you just go for a couple hours a day or something like that or the hospital?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what's the big whoop?
Well, she doesn't want to. She's very busy with her show.
So what did the police
I don't know.
Say?
I guess she's taking it to court. She's going to go to court.
Damn.
Plead her case.
I'm obsessed, by the way, with the whole college admissions scandal.
Oh, I know. So Felicity Huffman.
I know. We
got to
wait till
guilty.
September. We got to wait till September. By the way, she only – not only, but – so she was on the low end, the $15,000. So I guess her lawyers were like, hey, look. just because she only paid $15,000, those other suckers paid $500,000, like you were saying. Like, she shouldn't get that much. Just give her like a couple months, not 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. What's 15 grand between friends, between college admissions people and a nice family?
Mm-hmm. So, and she pleaded guilty, and she's not giving us a hard time, and she's not carrying on like the other one. So let's just give her. So we don't know until September.
Okay.
She pled guilty, and she a teary-eyed Felicity Huffman and said, like, I just want everybody to know that something like her doctor didn't know. Don't think that her doctor knew what was going on, because her daughter and her doctor didn't know what was going on. I don't know why she had to bring the doctor.
What's
the
deal with her doctor?
The doctor's probably like, hey, don't bring me into this. Why are you telling me? Whoa.
What does the doctor have to do with
anything? Don't look over
anyway.
There. I don't know. I forgot. I read of it. I don't know. It was something about the doctor. And so, anyway, so she – and what's with the husband is gets off scot-free? Like, he doesn't get to
– Yeah, he was definitely in on it.
Yeah. Why doesn't
– Maybe they didn't have enough proof.
Right. They keep saying no charge – just because he wasn't on the phone call. By the way, the wives are always doing all the heavy lifting. Well, the guy's not getting on the phone call. He's probably like, hey, did you talk to the what's-his-name today? While I was busy at the office doing, Shameless.
Yeah.
Right?
He's just texting from the set. Like, hey, is this all taken care of?
Yeah.
Did you do it? Did you have time?
Right. So he got her on the wiretap. They didn't get him.
Right. But apparently he went in to the school and talked to the counselor about when they were questioning whether the kid was on the rowing team or whatever. And he was like, yeah, she's on it. Don't worry about it. She rows, okay? She does some rowing. Look, she's not at school. She's busy. She rows at home.
She rows.
I took her to the lake. We have a lake around our house. She rows. Don't worry about it. She rows all the time. Plenty of rowings going on right here.
Hancock Park Lake.
Yeah. Lake Balboa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's paddle boats. Listen, it's not. Don't worry about it.
Don't look over there. Don't look over there.
You're on a need to row basis.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a need to row basis.
I couldn't be more. I have the biggest like Schadenfreude for these people.
Good.
Taking away spots from people who deserve them.
I know. It's horrible.
And can't afford to buy their kids' way into college like me.
It's just so despicable. It really is.
My kids are going to get into college the old-fashioned way with me just constantly bitching at Elby to make sure she gets good grades.
Right. And then the other one, the other Sharmuta is like, no, we didn't do that. We are pleading not guilty. I am not.
Yeah,
Aunt Becky. Those stupid people that have to take a stand.
Right.
How are you not guilty? The feds got you. You were indicted. Isn't she on wiretap too? Or didn't they trace back?
Yeah, busted.
How are you not guilty? I don't get it. What did she go like? What is she going to say? I can't wait for that. I'm dying. I can't wait.
Yeah.
We got to wait until September for what's her name to be sent to prison.
Lori Loughlin wanting to go to trial then?
Yes. Lori Loughlin is going to Aunt Becky and Mr. Target Massimo show. They got to go to court. They're going to be got to go to jury. The thing's going to have a jury. They're going to have a trial. It's going to be a whole kashah.
Yeah. I hope I get jury duty.
I know.
That'd be amazing.
It's in Boston, though, I think.
Oh. I'll fly. But they live here. So wouldn't it be here because this is where the wiring the money originated?
I would think, but no. Everything seems to be happening in the state of Massachusetts. Because I think that's where the singer guy was located, or where the cop – I don't – not the cop – I think it's where he was located. I don't know. I just know it all goes down in Boston. And I just keep thinking like, oh, that flight over to Boston for Felicity. I mean, how many Xanaxes did she have to take? It's like Monday. It was on Monday. Think about how her weekend was. Like, oy, 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 oy.
Yeah.
She's got to go plead. And everybody's going to just like her inner circle's probably going, don't worry. It's going to be okay. Just plead not guilty. You'll be fine.
You're trying to be a good mom.
Uh-huh. You're just looking out for your kids.
Yeah. These haters are like, they're just jealous.
And Becky's two daughters. Blah. Blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though they're in it. I mean, I don't know. According to the parents, their daughters, like it's the worst is because of their daughters. They feel that they betrayed – their daughters feel they betrayed her. In fact, Becky, Aunt Becky's daughter moved out.
Oh, really?
Moving trucks were spotted in front of the house.
Ooh.
Her and her boyfriend. There's a picture of her and her boyfriend like spotted at a like a Crate and Barrel.
They suck.
I know.
They're not going to try to make it on their own.
I know. Well, oh my God. All her like Sephora contracts, everything just down the drain. Like, could you imagine? I asked Natalia because Natalia was watching the Today Show and she's like, so what exactly happened? And I'm explaining it to her. And I'm trying to get her into it now. Like, so I go, what would you do? And she goes, I'd hate you. I'd hate you. I'd hate you. I'd hate you. I go, all your Sephora contract, right. Your Revlon, all your makeup, down the drain. I'd right. hate you. I'd hate you. I'd hate
well,
you.
Well, so good. So you don't ever have to do that.
Yeah, I know. Now, okay, let me make a note of that.
By the way, your daughter's hero. Hi, sisters.
Yeah, what's going on with them? What's going on with him?
Hi, sisters. Yeah. So my kids laid out all the tea
yeah,
for
I know.
Me.
What's going on? Please.
But I still didn't totally understand it.
I was
but apparently,
ask you.
Okay, so this is what I know. This mm-hmm. is my adult
right.
me version of what my children told me.
Mm-hmm.
So James Charles, hi, sisters, had
YouTube
this mentor.
Influencer.
Yes, he's had like 16 million subscribers mm-hmm. on YouTube. And then he had this friend named Tatia who's older. And she was like his – almost like his mom. Like she was like a parental figure. And she has like a million followers. She tried to help him. She helped him before he was anybody.
Mm-hmm.
She really liked him and she, I don't know, gave him shout outs and like
why
helped
she have
him
so
catch
many? What
on.
Does she do? He does makeup and contouring.
She does she makeup too
oh, okay.
and contouring.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if he guessed it on her videos or what. But
so she's
she
like
kind of looked
Oprah
out for
and
him.
He's like Dr. Phil?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
100%.
Okay.
So then apparently through the years, he's been doing like hitting on young guys and like, you know, he's like super gay and he's telling these young guys like, you're gay, you just don't know it. I don't know. Now, this is my interpretation of what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
But now – and meanwhile, Tatia was like, dude, that's like not appropriate. Stop doing mm-hmm. that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess he's just gotten a little too big for his britches. And then she wanted him to give her a promo for some new product she has, something called – I don't know. Doesn't matter. But he gave a promo to her competitor instead and it made her really upset.
Why did he go and do that?
I don't know. I don't
because
know.
Because she told him to stop it? Wasn't he hitting on straight boys or something?
Yes.
Oh,
like
okay.
straight young boys.
And she was like, that's not cool.
Yeah, stop doing that.
And he didn't like that.
He didn't like that. And then she made a video, which seems like a 43-minute video, which seems dramatic to me.
Did you see it? I want to see it.
No, but you could watch it on her Tatia. I mean,
God,
look
so
up the James Charles story. So she made this long video outlining all the reasons she was having to cut ties with him.
Mm-hmm.
Then apparently he made a video that's only 8 minutes long where he was crying and going like, normally I like argue stuff and like I'll bring show my receipts of why I didn't do it. But this time, like, I'm guilty. I'm sorry.
Was his eye mascara?
But now running? His
wait guilty his, of what?
I'm I don't sorry. Know of doing that stuff.
Right. Okay.
You know, and now his subscribers have gone. He's lost like a couple few million subscribers.
Probably didn't make a dent. How many million
right.
now? He's got what 5 million instead of 16. What? Did, wait, he had
no. He still probably has like 10 million.
He's
at
got
least.
Over two digits.
Yes.
Oh, big whoop.
Yeah, exactly.
Cry me a river.
Right.
Cry me a mascara river.
So that's what's happening there. Listen. By the way,
what podcast are you listening to, by the way? Anything?
Oh, my God. I need a new one. I need a
did
new,
did I tell
like,
you that Shattered? You guys should check out Shattered.
I told you about Shattered, I think.
Yeah. I saw it on the Facebook post.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Yeah. It's really
I listened
good.
To it, though.
Yeah.
I think.
There's three seasons. I listened to the latest season.
Mm-hmm.
About the, of course, about the kids getting kidnapped in the 70s. That's the one I listened to.
Oh.
And the guy, it was a like a PE teacher, and he set up an island where he took him to the island. Did you hear that one?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my God. That's a great – it starts out like it's about crime, about kidnapping, but then it kind of goes in – turns into like – turns out like the PE teacher.
Oh, yes,
and the rich
yes,
guy
yes, yes, yes,
who own an island.
Yes, yeah. I did hear this.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, it was
yeah.
horrible.
I don't know why it wasn't sounding familiar, but yes, I totally listened to it.
So now you don't have anything? Mm. What am I listening to? I'm listening to the latest. Oh, God. The latest Sword and Scale is.
Oh, I haven't listened to it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the
it's
one on
pretty
Patreon.
Graphic. It's really graphic.
Okay. I don't know why I haven't been able to handle that stuff.
I know. I'm telling you, I watch Game of Thrones, that show. They kill somebody every night with the beheading and shit. Like, I usually don't mind that kind of stuff, but the beheadings, like, and like the, yeah, I just don't, it's unsettling. Like, they're taking the old man that everybody loves in the town square and they're cutting his head off in front of the little kids. No, that's my grandpa.
Oh, God. I
know. It's too hard.
I'm
going
to avoid.
I know. I know.
But here's one that we have to tell you, that we have to legally tell you
about.
Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan. It's a podcast, one podcast. And each week, this best-selling author and entrepreneur sits down to help you create your confidence, pursue your dreams, and leapfrog the villains you'll meet along the way. You can download new episodes of Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan every week if you want.
Yeah. Check
I listened to Uncovered the Village, which was about all these murders, a serial killer that was on the loose in Canada
years ago,
killing gay men.
Oh, my God. What do you
Sorry, I was holding out on you.
Yeah,
yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed is a stretch, but it was disturbing, but it kept me. It was compelling.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole time.
All right.
All right. I think that's our show.
Patreon.
Right? Oh, Patreon. Yeah.
Yes.
So Patreon is going to be good this week because you guys just heard what I said that I'm going to tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny. But if you want to do a $50 level, we'll promote your business. Like True Mamas. That's the new mom boxes filled with postpartum supplies like pads, cooling spray, nipple cream. And this is our listener, Brianna. And they partnered with nonprofits in their community. And so a portion of the sales go to moms in need. So go to truemamas.com. Casey Howell is a real estate agent with Keller Williams Crystal Coast. She covers all of Eastern North Carolina. So if you're moving to a new duty station or if you just want a place in North Carolina, email her at kacey marie@gmail.com. Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy podcast where she helps moms, you know, figure shit out, you know, get their life together after motherhood. She's at shamelessmom.com. Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus. You can get a hold of her at Clevenger, clevenger.juiceplus.com. Michelle Baker, she's our Green Horizon CBD chick with that
what
salve.
Does she have?
She's got a salve with an L.
Mm.
It's called Chronic Relief. Just rub it on your body where you have pain. It's going to help you. It's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her own website now, and it's mygreenhorizon.com/store/FCOL Baker.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Do it.
All right.
That's our show.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Thanks, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.